Good morning. This is Mark Mace, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Once again, it's good to be with you this morning. Let's ask the Lord to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this day. We're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity that we have, Lord, to have just a few moments, Father, to draw our attention to your word. And I do ask you, Lord, that you'd help us this morning. The two principles that we'll look at this morning are ones that we're familiar with, but, Lord, ones we need to be reminded of. And, Lord, I pray that you'd help us this morning to find ourselves willing to be obedient to these principles. May we apply them to our hearts and our lives. And may, Father, because of that, may the person of Jesus Christ be exalted. We ask you to help us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm in the book of Proverbs. I'm going through verse by verse in my own personal study, though I'm not necessarily going verse by verse here on the radio, but looking for biblical principles for practical living. And I've said it before, I'll say it again this morning, that we as Christians, we are obligated, to live by principles. In other words, God's word builds for us a parameter, a border that we're to live within. Our actions are to be confined within the perimeters of God's word, God's truths, God's principles. And oftentimes, though, we step outside of those boundaries and we deal with situations in life based upon how we feel, our emotions. We are reacting to something, and we're doing whatever our emotions tell us. Get really angry, get really sad, whatever it is. And yet we have biblical principles that God has given to us to determine our conduct. And I believe in every situation of life that God has given us a principle to apply, to put into practice in any given situation, in every given situation. Now, we don't always do that, but we do have the principle in which God has given to us that he expects us to live by. We're in Proverbs 24, verses 28 and 29. The Bible says, "Be not a witness against thy neighbor without cause, and deceive not with thy lips. Say not, I will do to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according to his work." Now, this morning, here's a principle that we're all familiar with. And every one of us, I'm sure, probably would have to admit to ourselves we have violated and certainly thought about violating. And that's this idea of getting even. The Bible says here, "Say not, I will do to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according to his work." You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 20:22, "Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee." And so the principle this morning is very simple, one that we're familiar with, is we're not to recompense or pay back evil. We're not to do unto others as they have done unto us. We are to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. But you know, so often in today's society, human nature is people end up doing to others what has been done to them. I'll get you back. I'll pay you back. You treat me with no respect, I won't have any respect for you. You yell at me, I'll yell at you. You lie about me, I'll lie about you. And so on and so forth. That's how the world lives today. And unfortunately, many times we find that same attitude in the church. Many times we find it in good Bible-believing churches, we find that exact same attitude being lived out. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 39 through 44, "But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if a man will sue thee at law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow to thee, turn not thy way. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." That's the Lord's teachings. Those are the Lord's principles. Those are the actions or reactions that we're supposed to display in life situations. But you know, we don't always do that, do we? And certainly not everyone else does either. And so God's reminded us here in this principle, we're not to say, I'll do to him as he's done to me. I'll get back. In Romans chapter 12, verse 17, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, listen to this, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And so here we have another example of Paul writing to those in Rome that recompense to no man evil for evil. Don't do as they have done, but do as Christ has bid us to do. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15, the Bible says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. See that you render not evil for evil. And yet we live in a society that's exactly how the world says. The world says, I don't get mad, I get even. And unfortunately, sometimes even Christians act that way. And so here's a principle this morning. Here's a personal challenge to all of us. I trust in the Holy Spirit. Are we living that way right now? Is there anyone that we're treating today, this week in our lives, we're treating with this idea of vengeance? I'll get back, I'll get even. I wonder, in the last week or so, have we had that thought in our mind, well, he did it to me, I'll do it to him. Well, he doesn't have any respect for me, why should I respect him? I wonder if we've said those words. I wonder if we've thought those words. I wonder if we have lived that way in the last week or so or two or whatever. And so may God help us to see. Here's a very simple biblical principle, one that we're all familiar with, I'm certain, but not one we always live by. And that is, say not, I will do to him as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. God says, don't do that. Don't live that way. And may God help us to have discernment this morning to see if, in fact, we have been. And if we have been, to stop it and confess it and forsake it. And if we haven't been, to realize we as human beings are very capable of living this way, and ask God to help us to maintain that discipline if we've been able to do that for the last good while. I'm sure in all of our lives we've all had times where we've not done what we should have done in this principle. I know I have. I'm certain that many of you would agree and admit to yourselves that, yeah, you too haven't. We all have violated this, but what God's reminding us here, let's not do that anymore. Let's live above this and rise above it and be what God would have us to do. Let's go over to the last principle I'd like us to look at and consider this morning, and that's found at the end of the chapter of 24, and it's verses 30 through 34. The Bible says, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, the nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. The principle here clearly is about not being lazy, not being slothful. It teaches us and reminds us that being lazy or slothful brings ruin and brings waste into our lives. We find in the book of Proverbs several other examples and teachings of this principle. In Proverbs 6, starting in verse 6, it says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, and consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Very, very similar here in Proverbs 24. We find in Proverbs 6, God's teaching us again, don't be lazy, don't be slothful. In Proverbs 19:24, the Bible says, a slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. In Proverbs 21:25, the desire of a slothful man killeth him. for his hands refuse to labor. In Proverbs 26:14, the Bible says, as the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth a slothful man upon his bed. Boy, isn't that a thought to behold? Just like a bed, a door turning back and forth. There's somebody in bed turning back and forth, not getting anything done, just lying in bed. How many times have we done that? In Proverbs 10, verse 4, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. These are but some verses that we can attach to this idea this morning of Proverbs 24:30-34, the idea of not being lazy. Don't be slothful. Now, here's a principle that makes application for all of us. Don't be lazy. You know, that is a principle that our society needs today. Thank God there are a lot of industrious people, a lot of people who work hard, but unfortunately there's still a great number of people who do not, and they're lazy. We have a society that is becoming more and more, increasingly more dependent upon welfare and handouts. I've heard recently, and I've read recently, of stories where people who were on the welfare system were challenged about that, and their philosophy was, well, why should I go to work? I mean, I get this stuff free. I'd be crazy to go to work. And I thought, how corrupt, number one, how lazy. You know, our society says, you know, don't feed the animals, don't feed the bears, don't feed the fish, don't feed the wildlife. Why do they say that? Well, because they'll be dependent upon that, and it's not good for them. And yet we turn around and do just the opposite for humans. And we cater to laziness often. We cater to being slothful. And we pretend as if that's not going to increase laziness among society. It certainly does and certainly has, and unfortunately it's continually to do so. But you know, sometimes in the church, and we're looking at the church in our Bible study, we're not so much with the world, we're looking at us, our lives, our testimonies, our situations. What about us this morning? Those of us who are listening, are we lazy? Are we slothful? Some would say, well, no, I'm not lazy, and that's good. Some would say, no, I'm not lazy, but you may want to stop and rethink that. You know, sometimes all of us can be lazy. Sometimes all of us can be slothful. And I understand from time to time we can rest and we need some R&R, as we say, and that's good. But, you know, every one of us ought to look at our life and ask a serious question. Am I doing what I ought to be doing? Could I be doing more? Should I be doing more? Am I just being lazy? Somebody says, well, I go to work and I come home and do the chores around the house. Okay, what about spiritual issues? Do you go soul winning? Well, you say, well, I worked hard all week and I don't have very much time off. Do you not go soul winning because you're lazy? Do you not work on the bus route because you're lazy? Do you not go back to church on Sunday night or Wednesday night because you're lazy? Why do we not do those things? There's got to be a reason. And I believe sometimes, to be quite honest with you, it's because we're lazy. We're slothful. And so we say, well, I work hard during the week. Well, God didn't just give us 8 hours of work to do. He expects us to be diligent in all things. And the truth of it is, all of us from time to time can be lazy. All of us have been. All of us can be. And we can be slothful. So the principle here this morning is to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, am I being lazy in any area of my life? And if I am, I need to correct that. If I'm being slothful, I need to stop that. And I need to be diligent. I need to be faithful. And so may God help us to find this principle. When you don't want to do it just because you don't want to do it and there's no other reason, you're being lazy. And God says, stop that. Stop that. And may God help us to see the wisdom in these two principles. Number one, very simply, is don't do unto others as they've done unto you. Take the high road. Do right. Secondly, this morning, is don't be lazy. Don't be slothful. Let's be diligent. Let's be faithful. Let's be energetic. Let's get the job done. And these are two principles. We're all familiar with these, but we don't always abide by these. And may God help us to have discernment this morning and to ask ourselves, am I slacking in one of these? Could I improve in one of these? And if so, by God's grace, endeavor to do so. And may God help us to be successful. I thank you for listening, and you have a great day.